Members, we have to start with the subcommittee meeting. Good morning. I'll just outline how we're going to proceed, and also I will be able to date back in terms of where we come from. But before we start, I just need to indicate that it is the meeting on the consideration of our ICASA report that was processed by the Portfolio Committee, but referred back to the Portfolio Committee by the National Assembly. So that is what we're sitting here for. The intention is to have the subcommittee dealing with it, because it is processed by the subcommittee, then sent to the Portfolio Committee. Actually, the Portfolio Committee has referred it back to the subcommittee. I just need to remind members who constitute part of this meeting. We are also welcome Honorable Van Damme. In fact, we're going to request you to be here so that we can also be able to take you through this process, what has happened. Those members which were constituted by the Portfolio Committee as mandated by the various political parties, we had Honorable Zedi, Honorable Kekane, Honorable Zotesi, and Honorable Mrupa from the ANC. And I can see two of them are here. Then we had Honorable Van Wyk from DA, who is here. And we had Honorable Ndlozi from EFF, who's not here, and we didn't receive an apology. Honorable Madisha as well from COPE, who's not here, and we did not receive the apology, which makes the three of us to be present, and it therefore doesn't correlate for us to proceed with the meeting. Honorable Kekane is on his way. He will be here, meaning that we'll have the fourth member who's here. So I would need to, at this point again, because I want to still proceed, just to outline, you know, what has happened, so that we can all agree with the process where we are. Because there's still some work when I look at it that has to be done. Even though we're not correcting, let's look at what is before us and see what is it that we can do. I need to request, with your assistant secretary of the committee, to write to the members, who, especially those who did not come without an apology. Well, I've got only one apology from Honorable Zotesi. Honorable Zotesi also sits on the Portfolio Committee on Telecommunications, and they're currently in Devon. So we did get that apology. Honorable Kekan is coming. So I think just for us to make sure that we don't have this problem, once we sit again, those that did not come without an apology, to be reminded of this task. Otherwise, it means we might stall this. If already we're not correcting, and we wouldn't take a decision that will go to the Portfolio Committee. Now, Honorable Members, in terms of the background, you know, I've already given the background of a mandate that is given by the Portfolio Committee, assigning subcommittee members to deal with the work. We did in the past deal with that work. Maybe before I reach there, I need to indicate that the Portfolio Committee has a responsibility of filling the councils for ICASA. It's part of our mandate. Different from the SAPC board and different from MDDA, it doesn't go to the president, this one. It is a ministerial task. It goes to the minister, and it can be referred back to the Portfolio Committee. We are fortunate at this point now. We've interacted quite a lot with ICASA. We have got reports. We've got, you know, even last week there was also the annual performance report for the BRRR, which will be considered in the current budget going forward. You know, we would know the process there. We then have an update. But also, we went to ICASA for an oversight visit. So there's that picture of all the things that we've experienced there. But amongst other things, while we were on the visit, we were also made aware, of course, as part of what we've received with the fourth Parliament's report, handover report, we're made aware that there's a report that was commissioned and researched, and there's also some outcomes and recommendations, whereby there were recommendations to cut the councillors, many other things. I'll talk about cutting of the councillors, because the minister had a wish to implement that, but well, we will still await the process of formally having the legislation amended to that effect. But at this point in time, since the matter had been referred to the Portfolio Committee, we proceeded with the issue of calling for nominations, which we received, and also doing the shortlist, and we did also undergo the interview. So we did conduct that. We're at a point where we actually processed that matter, had the five candidates, because it was a vacancy for five. We processed the five, sent it to the portfolio committee, which then assigned it to the House. I remember when we were dealing with that as a subcommittee, Honorable Van Wyk did raise the issue of Mr. Ndendeng, which once we looked, because normally before we sit, there's a lot of work that we do. We actually commission HR, commission all other sectors, you know, commission those who look at the qualifications and et cetera to deal with the work. Say a state security agent is part of doing the vetting for us. So when Honorable Van Dijk raised the matter of Mr. Ndendeng, we looked at the report, which I circulated for everybody to see. It was a report that came from state security agency, did not give us any indication that there is any problem whatsoever, which we then took to the portfolio committee, then to the House. Unfortunately, when we were at the House, a member from the side of Van Wyk, who was not part of the portfolio committee, did raise it in the House. And if it's a matter that needed to be considered, it was withdrawn by the chief whip of the majority party. It's back to us. So part of it is to cleanse that area, look at it and agree how do we deal with it and how do we move forward. I have in the meantime done a lot of work in terms of dealing with the matter, because my belief is that if the state security agency gave us correct information, we could have not gone to that extent and bringing the report back. We have done the right thing. We have actually made sure that we touch all areas that need to be touched. We are not skilled in vetting as a portfolio committee, and it's not our area. That is why we request the agencies of government that deals with it to deal with it. And of course, it is to our disappointment as the subcommittee and the portfolio committee that we can send something to the House which has some areas which are questionable, because we believe that we did all what we can. Having noticed that, I have interacted with the state security agency in various times. I wrote to them, I even called them to the meeting, but the responses that I was getting were still unclear. I even called them to a meeting and took them through the process and also showed them, what they have cost for us and send them back. Now, have you distributed the report? Can I request you to distribute to the members that are here the reports? So, in the light of various reports that we actually got from state security agency, honorable members, it is my belief that I believe we do need at some point, after members have seen for comments, we do need at some point to really call them, that they come and explain to us how do they deal with this process. I have done that thoroughly from my side. I have called for them. They even wrote to us requesting that they need permission to get the fingerprints for Mr. Denton, which we have arranged and all. But the reports are not the same. That's my biggest worry. Every time you get a report, it's much more new. It brings new aspects, et cetera, et cetera, which is a bit of a problem for us. So we think the problem lies with their vetting process, and I think we need a time where they should come and explain to us what creates this before we take this process forward. So at the point where I am, I thought maybe the last report might give us a clear direction, but it's sending more, conflicting signals even more than before. Basically, that is the summary of the background of where we are up till to this point. And seeing that we do not create, can I request the members if they have anything to raise? Let's look at that. That's where we are.
Thanks, Chair. I've got two concerns. Firstly, it's the fact that we're not quorate, so we shouldn't actually be having any of these discussions unless we're quorate. And secondly, we've just received these documents. I personally would like to sit down and study them in detail before we can give our position. So can I suggest that we end the meeting and come back at a later time once we're quorate and once we've engaged with the documents?
Okay, no, we're not going to actually end the meeting. Remember, Honorable Van Dijk, Van Dam, we have one member who's coming where we can create. It actually gives me space to again. You all go through the report, and then we are going to proceed as soon as that member is in here, because then that will give us a status of. But it was important for me to outline that background, so that even when you read, you actually have that. But the fact of the matter is that, of course, based on the background, I'm sure we need to reflect and come again to discuss the matter. But you can be able to get space to look at the documents now. We can sort of pause until that time, was any moment that member will be in. Is there any other thing? Because it looks like before. Is there any other thing from other members? Or we are fine with that process. We pause for a while for now. Honorable Sadie?
Just to refresh my mind, in terms of the quorum, how many people are to member? Because as far
seven.
How many are we?
No. Sorry, Honorable Van Dyke, that process of yours was already confirmed that you are part of it, because I remember initially it was Honorable Davis. Then when he left, he officially wrote to us that you are replacing him. So we're at that point. We haven't been notified of any change. So we have you officially sitting for ICASA, yes.
So the members who are not here for now is Honorable Zodesi, Gekana, who else? Madisha.
And Luz.
The documents that members have contain confidential information, and they cannot be distributed. It's only for the members' information. So we cannot by any means send them out. We have to get back to what we decide. It's coming, but we cannot hold a meeting based on one member. Possibly what we need to do, it's obvious that we cannot really proceed with a meeting. Honorable Sadie, I think what we need to do, I would suggest that we adjourn. And also, I don't know if members would like to bring those documents back, or they just promise they will keep the information, because they will be held on their words. Because, yeah, if members want to keep, honestly, we won't expect a situation where we find the information out. Okay. So, you can say something.
Maybe what we might want to agree is, when do we reconvene? Because...
Yeah.
When do we reconvene? Yeah. Because we'll have to reconvene before the next portfolio committee, so that we're able to take our recommendation to the next portfolio committee meeting. When is the next portfolio committee?
The next portfolio committee is Tuesday, next week.
I will go to the convening.
Actually, let me just outline that. We were supposed to convene the portfolio committee today in order to look into the BRRR report and also the ICASA report. And obviously, we're still... It's fine for the subcommittee. If they haven't finished, they can still proceed and report the next time. Our timing was that we'd be through by then, but unfortunately, we're not. So it means we will give feedback to the portfolio committee once we have convened. So my suggestion to members is that we can convene the subcommittee to the next Tuesday first, before the portfolio committee sits for a meeting. so that once the portfolio committee sees it, to look into all reports, even the BRRR, because we also have shifted it because it hasn't been circulated, it's not ready as yet, and it still has to go to the chair of chairs. So we have space up till Tuesday to then deal with the matter and take it to the committee on time. Okay, honourable members, I think on that note, let's adjourn.